Hi, this is a little bit longer. I'm Andrea Duffy. It's a chance for us to talk a little bit more about something from today's show. It's Galentine's Day. Let's get to the clip.
Happy Galentine's Day to you. I'm Andrea Duffy on Philly's B101.1. Galentine's, in a sense, meaning our friends, when we remember how much we love our friends. Before Valentine's Day, it was, of course, coined by Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreation, the amazing Amy Poehler. And the quote, which I love, is, you got to remember what's important in life. The list is friends, waffles, work, or waffles, friends, work. Doesn't matter. Work is third.
I cannot stress enough how much work is third. Like, that quote, I don't think appears in the Galentine's Day episode of Parks and Recreation, but it's what I thought of this morning when I was thinking about Galentine's Day. Like, friends, waffles, work. Like, work is three, but between two and two and a half and three is, like, every single thing else. And that's a hard thing for me to remember. And all of us, I think you have jobs that we really like. Or even if you feel like you're very good at your job, you can get into that headspace where, like, you cannot turn off being at your job or at work or doing your job, being that person. And this is technology's fault, too. Look at me, a millennial, going, boo technology. I know. But did you know, in the olden days, like back when everything was still black and white, people were unavailable when they left work? I know. Like, you could try to call their house, but if it was before answering machines were invented, that was just too bad, and they would see you tomorrow. Can you imagine? And the world kept turning. We put human beings on the moon without an Outlook email chain. So, in the spirit of Galentine's Day, honoring your friends first and the friends waffles work order of importance, work being always third, I'm giving you permission to be a teeny tiny bit less available. It feels very fun and rebellious, let me tell you. I have not had work email on my phone for like a year. It's great. I check it sometimes if I'm waiting for info or I'm on my laptop later and it's already open. But when there are notifications in my email app, it is spam about sales at Madewell and Old Navy in my Gmail. It is not work emails. So that means I have to consciously decide to go back into that workspace. It cannot bombard me. It has only created like one half of the edge of a problem one time, and that was because I forgot to check it on a Saturday night. So run free, my fellow always-on millennials. Enjoy your friends and your waffles and your Galentines. Thank you so much for listening to A Little Bit Longer. If there's something you hear in the show that you ever want to talk about a little bit longer, hit me up. You can call me on the phone between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 888-333-B101. You can email me at andrea.duffy@b101philly.com. You can get at me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Andrea on the Air. And maybe you can join me and we'll chat together. See you next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.